With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump set to discuss the war in Ukraine with Russian leader Vladimir Putin at a military base in Alaska that was crucial to the countering of the Soviet Union during the height of the Cold War and still plays a major role today. Meeting Friday will be at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Defense expert Benjamin Jensen at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says having the Trump-Putin meeting on a military base, that's a good call.
As weird as it seems to have the Russian president meet the U.S. president on a major military base in Alaska, it makes sense for both sides. The last thing Putin and his propaganda, you know, corrupt inner circle want is pictures of Americans protesting Putin being there at a public setting. And if you had it, in a more traditional setting, people could get close. No one's getting into the military base who doesn't have an ID and isn't supposed to be there. And frankly, that means they can really contain the space.
A judge striking down President Trump's religious exemption to birth control coverage. Here's Greg Clugston.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
First day of school in Texas marred by a school bus accident in the town of Leander. At least 12 students have been injured. Buses in the school district have seat belts, which all children must be buckled up. This is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the U.K., and Canada in granting the Palestinians aspirations at the UN General Assembly next month. Israel, of course, opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians. It cannot be unilaterally imposed. This is SRN News. A federal grand jury has indicted one of Haiti's most powerful gang leaders, along with a U.S. citizen, on charges of conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions and also to fund gang activities in the troubled Caribbean nation. We have the latest on this story now. Story from BBC correspondent Will Grant.
Basically, what the Department of Justice is saying is that there was a wide network of money being generated in the United States by an associate of Jimmy Cherezier's, a U.S. citizen based in North Carolina, and that money was being funneled to Cherezier in Haiti in order to pay for his foot soldiers and buy illicit arms, with which he has maintained his near complete control of the capital, Port-au-Prince.
More details at srnnews.com.